Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ.
Your newsfeed. Your newsfeed. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us tonight, as it is every night. We are here on a Saturday night. We call it Saturday Night Live, question and answer session, where we function straight up amazing word of God in our life.
Amen.
And so we welcome you. We're glad to have you here. And it's going to be a great night. Those of you that are with us by Blog Talk Radio, you could very much send in your questions just like anyone else. Just use the email address that's right there in the notes of the program. And you could get your question in here, and we would be glad to answer it from wherever you are around the world. And it'll be a blessing to you and help you in your Christian life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, here we go. Tag you in a post. Here we go. And that's a powerful statement. You can't tell whether it's real, but let's spread it like it's real.
Amen.
I like it. Here we go. Let's go live over here to today is the 22nd.
Wow.
Does anybody know where this month went? I do not know where this month went.
I can do that
either. May the 1st. All right. And here we go. Nope. Over here we go. Here we go, live.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fast.
Just that.
I always remember to share first. Good evening, community of faith. Good to have you with us today. Wow. All righty then. At the salon, I'll be on and off. Child. But I'm listening and paying attention.
You better be, because we're quizzing you later.
There will be a test.
It's funny. We just love you, Ashley.
That is too funny. That is too funny. No, wait. All right. It's only got one O, so it's not the saloon. It's the salon. All right. But that's typical for a Saturday night around here. You know, guys never guess where I'm at, will you? I'm at the public library. Everybody's wondering why my phone's up so loud. My. How was your day today, Ashley? We're going to make her talk now.
Yeah.
Just because we know where you're at and what
you're doing. Dave Sweeney with us. Hello, Dave. And Gwen.
The Word of God is going to be good tonight.
It's good every night.
God always does a good job of making it real. And usually we have a good laugh. Last night was about pineapple on your pizza. Some of them are deep laughs. They come from the very depths of your belly. And then others, they're just, you know, pineapple laughs.
Pineapple laughs.
And I don't know how many of you actually paid attention this afternoon. But I put a very helpful video on the Community of Faith Facebook page. And it was how to dismantle a pineapple without using a knife.
Uh-oh.
Did you know you could do it?
No.
You got to see this video. I don't know if it's real, but I posted it without trying.
Or did you?
She twists the top. You did see it?
Oh, I didn't get, I saw that it was on there. I didn't get to look at the video yet.
Mom said pineapple does not go on pizza.
Amen.
Please toss your mom a pineapple to put on her pizza. Just throw one, right? Just toss it to her right now. There you go. Oh, no, it's a beautiful day in North Dakota. Beautiful day. We found a new place to sit and watch the Pelicans come and go. That was really cool.
Yeah, studied messages.
They fly right by us. And it's in a very interesting place. It's right in the center of a Frisbee golf course. And while we were there, there was about six guys that went by the, you know, hole number nine or whatever it was. I don't know. But anyways, so she twists the top of the pineapple off with her hands, not a knife. Then she sits it on the butt and taps it. Bam, 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 which obviously loosens the core or whatever up through it. And then she laid it down flat and rolled it, rolled it with her hands putting pressure down on it, rolled it back and forth on the deal. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Every one of those little pea things, you can just pull a piece of the pineapple out and eat it.
Seriously?
She did it right.
You need to go buy one.
She did it right in front of my eyes. I saw it. Dave, it's the strangest thing. These pelicans are from the Gulf of Mexico. And this is where they come to have their young. And everybody says it has the right kind of fish. You've heard it has to be ready or it won't work. Putting pineapple on pizza is all ready. You're ready any time of the day or night, any month of the year for that, Rebecca. I mean, what's her name? Moonchild. Rebecca Smith is with us. You know, what did that guy show us today? Paddlefish?
Yeah.
I don't, is there paddlefish in other places?
I don't know. I never heard of them until we moved out here.
That we were at, when we were there at the lake at the end of the video. Oh, you mean to do that trick? Oh, well, that's probably true. It has to be ripe. You're right. Probably has to be ripe. Just the right kind of ripe. Praise God for the rockets that didn't go the direction the enemies wanted. God loves Israel. Don't you just love it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Don't you just love it? So while we were standing there, check out this story. There's a guy standing there, and he just starts talking to us, and his kid's playing with Ripley. Has to be ripe, all right. Don't pull the pineapple off the pizza. Let it cook and bake and put some cheese on it. Hallelujah. Now, he showed us a picture. Was that his daughter or son that caught that fish?
Son.
His son caught a 100-pound paddlefish the other day. 100-pound paddlefish. I don't know if you know what a paddlefish is. But it's one of them fishes that are a paddlefish. They're kind of long and they're big and they're just like a paddlefish. Look them up. It's a good study. His son holds the record for the largest paddlefish caught in the state of 134 pounds. And he caught it on a fishing pole. Like, what do you got on that fishing pole? A cable, you know? Well, so here's the question for tonight then, Ashley. How do you tell if a pineapple is ripe? Do you thump it like a melon? Do you tap it? You smell it? You squeeze it?
You squeeze it, I think. And if you're real stubborn, then it's not ripe yet.
Do you squeeze it like a... avocado, then put it back real quick. No, not that one. I see some of you ladies in the fruit department. Oh, that's not good for another week yet. What did they put that in there for?
In case you can't get back to the store for a week.
Now, here's the thing. Hold on, let me ask him. He's at the salon with you. Lord, I pray for our dear brother tonight. Help him, Jesus. Well, welcome, everybody. How'd your day go? Brother Dave, how'd your day go? You probably had a good day today.
Yeah, just
the day. I'm having a great day. Great day today. That's awesome, man. Hey, did I see they were decided to rebuild that dam, Dave, up there on the lake? I thought I saw an article said it was going to be like $500 million or something. You messaged him and asked. I went into immediate intercession for him to thinking that he might have to be at the salon with you. I mean, take us shopping with you, ladies, but don't make us go to the salon with you.
I am ready for YouTube.
All right, here we go. Dan Cottle's with us. Wow, I haven't been paying attention. Who all's here? Let's try this again. Ashley's here. Dave Sweeney's here. Sister Leanne. Everybody welcome Sister Leanne. She's here.
Hello, everyone.
Rebecca Smith is here. Brother Dan Cottle's here. Glad to have you. Now YouTube's here. We welcome you. Man, just like that. Two people. Bam. Jump right on. That's amazing. We don't know who you are, but we love you. And we bless you, and we bless you, and we thank you, and share it with your friends. Tell them to come and be with us too, and join in the conversation, in the chat conversation. You might have it shut off because some people do shut it off, but a lot of families go to get their hair cut at the same time.
Well, that's true.
Well, that might be true, but don't torture a poor man making sitting there next to you while you have to get your nails did and your hair did and all your other stuff did. Please, for goodness sake, get your stuff did, but don't make us go with you. We'll be glad to go shopping and all of that other stuff and ice cream and hamburgers and all that. But keep the salon stuff to yourself, all right? But we love you. And please look beautiful. Women say weird things in the salon to each other. And it's like, oh, I don't need to hear that.
Pretty in-depth conversation there.
No, there's just some things a man's ears shouldn't have to hear. Yeah, you know, Brother Dave, it was a cloudy day, but it was a nice day here in North Dakota. It's a nice day. Got to watch those pelicans, man. They just swam all around in this lake. Every now and then they would like fly up and then jump down and stick their head underneath the water. And I don't know why. I had to figure out how these pelicans make it up here. But you know how God is. What I don't want to see is all of a sudden I'll be out here on the Missouri River and a shark swims by. Uh-oh, one made it all the way up to North Dakota. He got through all the dams. He got past all the locks, and there he is. Here's a shark. We'll freeze him out. But evidently, it's really good fishing in North Dakota. 100-pound fish. Can you imagine what that's like to land? The record was 131-pound fish caught by the same guy.
He has the record.
What did they say they caught in one day? How many was it?
35.
35 of them in one day, in a matter of a couple hours.
Yeah.
So somebody do a search and figure out how to eat catfish.
You don't.
All right. That's it. That was a quick search. You catch them and then you let them go. Amen. All right. Sister Leanne was helping us right there. Now, I didn't see any place I received any questions today. So maybe I'll look differently. Talk about. It's not a very long conversation.
Did you do all of this sharing?
I did.
Okay.
Paddlefish is probably a carp. It's a really big one. 100-pounder. He showed us a picture of it, man. It's bigger than that guy. It was as big as the man that caught it. Bigger than the man that caught it. 25-pound channel blue cat on New River in my teens. That's a pretty big size cat right there. You catch him on corn or hot dogs? Yeah, seriously.
That's what you use the fish
for? For channel cats, yeah.
Huh. Corn or hot dogs?
Evidently, they're a real sucker for corn. Did you get it? A real sucker for corn? No. Yeah. It's not like that was a real deep conversation I was having there, but I don't...
David Sweeney.
Have a small dog. The cat's out on the river. Come on and walk on the water with me. And the fish says, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Chicken liver for catfish. That's a new one. Angel Collier's with us. Dan and Gwen are with us. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How's things on Mississippi, Angel? Or wait, is that where she is?
Yes.
All right. Sister Leanne's going to talk now that I've given her a second opportunity, and I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. She's going to go get the coffee. All right. That's probably why Ripley didn't go in the water. That 100-pound paddlefish was just sitting underneath there saying, come on, buddy, come on. Bring it on, bring it on. I've not had any French food in a while.
Yeah, that's scary. He went swimming 3 times today.
Yeah, when you start thinking that there's a 100-pound... bottom feeding sucker fish waiting for him, that might make a difference whether or not you get to go swimming, bud. That's a good statement, Dave. And today we all learned that somewhere in the late July and August we're going to stop stopping by Dan and Gwen's house and eating from their garden, because it sounds like these guys know how to do a garden.
Sounds like a farmer's market at their house.
Of course, Sister Gwen's from Pennsylvania, so she knows full well how to make a good garden. Because if you're from Pennsylvania, you're a gardener. I don't know why I think that, but I just do. Wait, Gwen, I don't have any proof of that. I just think that about you guys. There, everything's better. I got coffee now. Come on over. All right. At lunch today, Angel, we were talking about gardens. Did you put a garden in this year, Angel? I would take you and Alan as gardening people.
Yeah, I would too.
And Phyllis K. Raymond's with us. Everybody, never mind, I won't even try to say that. We've now reached the bare minimum of who we need here to get the program started. There, I got it up. You don't garden, Angel Collier?
Really?
With all the catfish you catch, you could create a really good garden. You put them underneath the dirt, and it makes for a really good garden. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. You know,
from dust thou art to dust thou shall return.
I do remember my dad, when he would clean fish, he would put them in the garden. Yep.
Really? Just lay them on top of the ground?
No, he would bury them.
Oh.
And dance this one over. Hallelujah.
Well, by the time the harvest gets here, We're going to be flying. I'm prophesying now. Wait, I'm not prophesying. Let me, what would you call that? I am speaking my faith. By then, we'll be flying, so we don't have to have long trips back and forth to Michigan. And the cool thing is we found a pilot. We can't we can't reveal any identity, but we did find a pilot. Now, you know, my granny used coffee grounds in the garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
She used a little bit of everything in the garden, though. And she kept all her bacon grease in a pan, in a coffee can right by the stove, whether it was rancid or not. I'm telling you, Dave, sell the Suburban and buy an airplane. It's a whole lot easier to get someplace with that airplane, because then when you come to Lake Michigan, it's not an obstacle. It's a thrill. It's just 50 miles, go up to about 8,000 feet, and then just glide on over. Get over there to Kenosha or wherever that, don't matter. Just land anywhere you want to land. Wherever there's fuel, just keep right on flying. I don't recommend going to the east and landing in Canada, though. That might not be good. Who knows? They might shoot you down at the border anymore. You never know.
Yeah, no kidding. Thinking a helicopter is easier to park. Yeah, you're
right. Yeah, amen, Brother Dave. Easier to park. And more fun on the way, because you can stop and look at, you know, a guy's got a nice garden, just pull over it and look down, take pictures.
Yeah, hover there.
Freak him out a little bit. Chase the train while you're coming on there, you know, ride alongside the conductor and wave at him.
I wonder how many helicopters have been pulled over before me. I'm thinking if you were driving, you'd get pulled over for piloting.
One day here in North Dakota, I was coming back in my semi from working in Montana across the border, and there's a couple curves and stuff, and then it gets straight. And I'm driving, and I'm like, what am I seeing? And I see this big thing, and it's hovering off the side, the left side of the road, the opposite side of the road to me.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's like, what in the world am I seeing? I can't, you know, there's like three wire 14-4, and then 14,000 volts, you know, and then above that, there's like three wire 45,000, you know, and above that is a transmission line. It's all on one pole. And I'm like, what am I seeing? And I get to it, and it's a Bell Ranger helicopter, and they're moving at about 60 miles an hour, checking the power lines.
Oh,
one,
no.
Got a pilot and a co-pilot, two guys looking out the door, hanging there looking out the door, looking at that line as they go by. Them boys are making some money, man.
Wow.
And they were about 30 feet above it and about 50 feet away from it. Just, wow. It was like, now there's a job to have right there. That would be a job to have. Okay. And, of course, here in North Dakota, you don't have to worry about trees. Just don't let them put a pesky power line up in front of you. Well, all right, Charlie, he went to heaven. Hallelujah. And just for the record, Sister Leanne is probably right. I would probably, no, I'm not going to say those words, no. You know, you just drive along close to the ground and you catch the breeze coming up. And as soon as you smell a good supper, you pull around and park out in the field and come up and knock on the door. Hi, may we help you? Yeah, we just landed a helicopter for supper. We could smell it was really good. Everybody said you make a really good supper, so we thought we'd just stop by and see. We're having chicken noodle soup and grilled cheese sandwiches. Wait, some of you don't think like this, but I pray for you so that you do think like this, because this is fun to think like this. God is bigger than what you and I are.
Yeah, amen.
And we might as well go ahead and enjoy life. Amen? The sinners do. So if the sinners do, why not more the children of God? They use a chopper with a 30-foot bar chainsaw and trim the power line. Yeah, I've been seeing that lately.
Really?
Whew. Them are some brave boys there. They know what they're doing.
Wow.
They know what they're doing, especially on them high lines, because those things got 185,000 volts running through them, and they're about 50 foot tall. And here's that guy, like he said, it's a 30-foot bar chainsaw swinging off of a helicopter, just going right along the trees. And I'll tell you what, they can trim more trees in 5 minutes with that thing than a whole crew could trim in a week. Yeah, they automated that process and got rid of a bunch of jobs, because I used to work on a transmission line job like that, and it'd take about 20 guys, and there's no way you could do as much work as that. Hmm. That saw goes by the tree, man, and everything's cut one quick minute. My old friend had a stunt plane and did circles in it with me. Some of you are like, Pastor, what is all this conversation about? Well, Dave and I had to talk like men because our sister's talking about being in the salon.
Oh, that's what it is, making up for lost time.
And we can't let the women all sit around and talk about nails and foofy, fluffy stuff on your hair and all that and makeup. We got to talk about some man stuff.
Got to balance our hormones.
We got to have a little testosterone with all this estrogen. That's what's got to happen right there. Well, this is Saturday Night Live, where we have a question and answer session, and we throw up a question and we let God lead us where He wants to lead us in, and it's always a good time. If you have a question, maybe you've already asked it once and you're still like, but it's not making sense. You ever have one of those questions that you ask God about 35 times?
Yeah.
And then the 36th time you say, Lord, why am I not getting what you're saying to me? And he just smiles and says, well, you're just a human. Uh-oh. Man stuff, says the guy who puts
Dave's getting a pedicure?
I'm not sure what they're curing with the petty, but I don't think it has anything to do with men. All right. Just be safe, bro, and say no. Just say, no, that ain't for us guys. Nah. Be just a little bit.
Oh,
you'd
probably love it if you tried it.
I bind you in Jesus' name. I'm learning from you, Mike. I bind you in Jesus' name with that pedicure stuff. What are you trying to cure in your pets anyways? I don't know why they get so mean with the pets they're curing them. Just like spay, neuter, and pedicure your pets? Is that what it is? You got to help Sister Gwen get a few more lady friends in town, brother, because you don't want to have to go do that with her. I think that's where they put those weird things between your toes, and then they rub them, and, God have mercy on my soul.
It's just so your polish doesn't...
Ain't no polish here at all. Hallelujah. I don't need no polish. I polish my boots, not my toes, okay? I polish my boots in Jesus' name. Well, welcome, Brother Mike, Sister Shannon. How's things in Portage tonight? Portage. Hey, I haven't seen Mary Pastorick in a couple days.
Had a wonderful day.
Brother Mary, Sister Mary Pastorick, where are you? It's time to report for duty, ma'am. Well, anyways, we should probably pray and get started. What do you think?
Sure.
Pineapple beats bacon on donuts.
We'll keep up with that. I agree. It's those rebels. Right?
Now, listen. This is how you get a really good offense started, is right here. You start feuding over pineapple and bacon and donuts, and the whole church stands up and has a food fight. That's really awesome. I am a licensed cosmetologist and a manicurist as well. But I don't care for feet. Well, I got a word for you. I hope you care for your feet, because we don't want to have to see you floating around. We want, hey, Wilma Tony's with us. I think we finally got some common sense to show up tonight.
Well, I agree with you, Dave.
Well, Wilma, we need your help. The men have been asked to have a pedicure. The women are at the saloon. We got pineapple on pizza and bacon on donuts. Lord have mercy, what a night.
Mike having a salad today with no vegetables in it. She thinks if you put salad dressing on it, it makes it a salad. Mike, people, bacon and ham and cheese with salad dressing. That's so funny.
Wow. God help us. God help us.
I missed something, I take it.
Yeah.
Am I in the leg?
Everybody pray. Sister Leanne is lost somewhere in the lag, all right? But don't worry about it. She'll be all right back there. She's been there many times. She doesn't feel scolded or nothing. She just hangs out back there. There was lettuce and spinach. See? See?
Enough to be counted, really?
Yeah. Wait. Now, when we men step out and do something bold, don't belittle us.
That is true. I am very proud of you.
We've been on paddlefish and helicopters and airplanes, and we got this whole thing covered tonight. Really good. Under the bacon, ham, and cheese and ranch, it was there. Wow, here we go. Hallelujah. And throw a little pineapple on that salad too, okay? Shannon, Tony. Oh, and Mela's with us tonight. Hi, Mela. We love you.
Hi, Mela.
Ready? Everybody sing. I love you. You love me. We're a great big family.
I don't know the rest of it.
I don't know it either. And it doesn't matter. We don't have to sing that song. I don't feel like being a big purple nothing, okay? Well, here we go. Here we go. Are we ready? Let's get ourselves started. Hope you're having a good time. Who all's with us now? Dave and Gwen, Dan and Gwen, Mike and Shannon, Rebecca, Wilma. Phyllis K. Raymond's with us. Phyllis is being quiet. Watch out, guys. Angel Collier's with us. And then Becca Chapman's with us. And she got quiet. So did Ashley. That's kind of scary.
Well, Ashley's busy.
Oh, that's right. The whole medicure thing.
Medicure?
All right. Are we ready? Let's pray, and we'll get started for tonight like we always do. And, you know, it's been a really good week. My insurance pays over $300 to my doctor podiatrist to trim my toenails. Isn't that just a strange day? Isn't that just the craziest thing you ever heard? Well, that's why the Apostle Paul says don't even mention the unfruitful work of darkness,
yeah.
because it's just sickening.
Mm-hmm.
And just, God help us. I agree. God help us. God help us. All right, here we go. Rise together. We'll say the Pledge of Allegiance, and we'll get started for tonight's question and answer session. Another great time of studying God's word together and making men men and women women.
Amen.
There we go.
That's how we are.
Because that's how we are. Render your honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. Our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now, we'll have a moment of silence. As we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today may bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and their body, and in honor of everyone who has faithfully served this great nation. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, sing God Bless America with me from the bottom of your heart. God bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam, God bless America. My home, sweet home, God bless America, my home, sweet Now let's pray for the United States of America. God and Father of every one of us down through American history. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all the years of your blessing and your help in the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for everyone that has ever served, Lord, that number is in the millions. Throughout our history, and we thank you, Father, that brave men and women have always been willing to stand up for this nation. We thank you for every prayer warrior who's ever prayed a prayer, that's ever stood in faith and said, God bless America. God bless America. And on this day, and every day, we thank you for every brave patriot, whether they served or not, those who are standing in line. Like we saw tonight with Sean Breck, that's standing there in Sacramento, organizing the patriots and the men and women of God to come out and stand up and be bold and be brave and be strong. We bless every one of them tonight. Every prayer group, every every church group, every religious organization that is out there on the cutting edge making it happen tonight. We bless them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless them with great courage and strength, Lord. Bless them with great provision. Bless them with a revelation of who you are. May the power of the Holy Spirit manifest all across the United States of America right here, right now, tonight. In some places, may it be revival. In some places, may it be refreshing. In some places, may it be the joy of the Lord. You know what you're doing. We just speak all of the above. Repentance for those that must repent. Salvation and infilling and the manifestation of your spirit and of your glory, Lord. We just give you glory. And we give you honor. And we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every one of the brothers and sisters that are here today. Every one of us, Lord, may every single person take part tonight and be strengthened and be developed and be established in their faith because you, God our Father, Jesus our elder brother, and the Holy Spirit of God are here and alive and well. And we give you the preeminence tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our peacekeepers, wherever they are around the world today, wherever they are in this nation today. We speak in any large city, metropolitan area, that where there might be unrest and the stupidity of anarchy. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the angels of Almighty God show up, manifest. May people run in fear of God Almighty because their ways are wicked and they're wrong. And when we stand before you and we fight this battle where it ought to be fought, we win. May the eyes of our understanding be enlightened all across America. Thank you, Lord, for the brave men and women in the armed services. Thank you. We got the best equipment the world's ever seen. Thank you. We got some good allies, some weak allies, and some chicken sissy allies, but they're allies. But Lord, we don't depend on them. We depend on you.
Amen.
And we make our declaration tonight, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. May God bless America. We pray for the peace of Israel. We thank you for this news article that is being spread around the world now through social media that those shooting the missiles at Israel says their God causes the missiles to go on a different trajectory than which they shot them. We don't even know if it's a true article, but we know that that's what you do because that's how you are. And we thank you for it. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, that you move America. That you move us, but that you move the United States of America immediately to the other side. And all of this confusion of the isms is finally broken. It's rooted out of our school. We teach the Bible. We teach truth. We teach wisdom. And once again, we are the nation that leads the world in righteousness. We thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, everybody open your eyes and point out the window for a minute. Just say this. Say, I bind every backroom deal.
I bind every backroom deal.
That is trying to be made right now. I declare your computers fail.
Your cell phone fails.
And the wickedness of your heart is not only exposed.
And the wickedness of your heart is not only exposed.
But brought to justice immediately.
But brought to justice immediately.
By Almighty God.
By Almighty God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's speak our prayer to the isms. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's speak our prayer Well, let's make our declaration. I ain't praying to no ism. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. It's a rap song. Here we go. 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 To all the isms, it is impossible for you to destroy the United States of America. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We got to add the children of liberty. Hallelujah. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us, I lost my place.
Every weapon you have formed against freedom comes Amen. Back on you now.
And every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are building, the walls of righteousness. Isn't that interesting? All right. And now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Pray this with me.
Father,
help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. That this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom. Right here, right now, today. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We pray. We seek your face. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. You want to say it? I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. Wow. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. Becky. Stand next to you and defenders still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Little high, but it'll be all right. That's how we feel about the United States of America. Now, let's just talk about where we are for a little bit. This is Saturday Night Live on the Community of Faith Facebook, YouTube, and Blog Talk Radio channel, where we all get together and just have a good time, roast some hot dogs, marshmallows, tell some jokes, and then we talk about God and have a good time doing it. And we welcome you. We would like to be outside sitting around a fire pit right now, but you light a fire in Williston right now, you could get hosed, all right? So we're probably not going to do that. But, you know, that's what we do. And it don't matter whatever kind of question you have about God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, your own personal life, some politics, but not all. And anything about Pharisaicalism, we will do our best to offend a Pharisee tonight. All right. So we welcome you. We got some viewers with us on YouTube tonight. Feel free to make comments in the live chat. We welcome you. We're glad you're with us. Those of you that are here with us on Facebook Live, welcome. Blog Talk Radio, send the carrier pigeon, and we'll answer your questions too. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you call into Blog Talk Radio with a question, 516-387-1459, we'll be glad to answer that question for you too. And most of all, send a link to somebody that you've been thinking about. Why? Because this might be the night that we answer the question that really changes their life in Jesus' mighty name. And if you don't see your favorite loved one with us, who's normally with us, share this thing right now. If you're on your cell phone, in the bottom left corner of my phone, it has a share button. You click that, it'll send you straight to Messenger or your text, whatever you have willingly surrendered to, as social media. Don't surrender to too much. But anyways, I send about 15 of them out every night, 10 of them something. And we welcome you to be here and take part. It's a great time tonight.
Amen.
I did not read it yet, no. Now, just checking all of my medias, all right? Excuse me. I guess I need another cup of coffee.
Okay. Wow, really?
So... Hopefully you've had a good May because this one's gone flying by.
Oh, my goodness.
I encourage you to find a local Memorial Day event happening somewhere. And 11 o'clock on Memorial Day, 11-11 is when it's supposed to happen. You find that and get out and support the veterans and help them in any way that you can and be a blessing because that's what it takes to be a great American. Oh, that's what I was getting ready to say. Tonight, for the worship that I've been putting up at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock Eastern, Audrey Van Gessel, welcome, ma'am. I was just getting ready to message you again because I didn't see you. Thought you were drinking more water. Now, tonight I played... As a matter of fact, about 4:30, I'm like, Lord, I want something fun, something bold and something fun for worship tonight. What do you got? And I opened up my YouTube channel, and there was Sean Breck from Sacramento, California. And I'm like, wow, that's it right there. No question asked. What's amazing is I've sought a lot of worship music out, and I've been looking through a lot of worship music because he's been showing me to stick with revival and the spirit of repentance and the love of his presence is to stick with that and do our best to make it live and something that would last 10, 15 minutes so that there's really an impartation of the presence of God. And as soon as I opened up, there was that video by Sean Breck. Now, it might be a little different for you, but here's the deal with that. If you notice in the notes of that was on September the 2nd, I believe, or 6th or something, of 2020, that happened right there in the middle of the pandemic. That was pretty bold for California to set up in the street. However, it seems Sacramento is that bold because that's where Mario Murillo's been, and there's been a real revival going on in Sacramento. And so thank God for that time we had tonight of worship. Now, let me just say this to you and me, because you might say, well, Pastor, some of this music is not me. Yeah, but what if it's the people we got to meet? We can't let ourselves be bound down into one little corner of Christianity. We got to realize this is a really big, old, huge world, and God's trying to reach every person that's out there. The wonderful thing about Sean's video is it was bold in the face of the enemy. Now, you might say, Pastor, I could never do anything like that. Well, here's the most comforting thought for anybody who's had that statement. He's not going to make you do anything that you can't do. Let me make it a different way since nobody shouted amen. He is always going to make you do something you can't do, because when you can't do it, it's when you rely on the strength that's on the inside of you. What I'm trying to say is this, all right? What I'm trying to say is this. I'm trying to say, and what I'm trying to say is this. God will move you. So maybe you're not the guy that's out there in the front of the camera on the stage jumping and shouting, playing the guitar, violin. I thought that's really cool. All right.
Oh my goodness.
But what difference does it make? What if you're the person in walking amongst the crowd asking people if they want a bottle of water?
Yeah.
What if you're the person at the gate saying, no, walk over there, please. You don't have to do anything. Just keep it all moving.
Yeah.
Every single one of you are important in the kingdom of God. Every single one of you are important in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Every one of you have a gift for the body of Christ. God is not going to force you into something that's going to embarrass you. He will stretch you. Has anybody found out that God will stretch you?
Yep. Amen.
He will stretch you. All right. And besides that, he will stretch you. And then after that, he's also going to stretch you. And he will stretch you. I don't know if I got that out yet. But when he's stretching you, he's helping you expand so that you have more room to hold him on the inside of you. But he's never going to put you in a situation where he's going to make you embarrassed and fall flat on your face and do something that you'll be ashamed, like your teacher may have done.
Right.
You're being stretched right now. We're really trying to make you feel very comfortable, Dave. Well, I think all of us are being stretched here. This is a whole new deal. Whole new deal that none of us have ever walked before. So what are you going to do every day? You're going to look at it and go, well, that's kind of different, but here we go. Hallelujah. Keep on moving, Jesus. Keep on moving. So, no, I am not telling you we're starting a concert tour this week. First concert will be in Portage. Brother Mike is going to be leading the singing.
Yeah.
No, God's going to use us to do some things ourselves. We have to be willing to say, amen, here am I, send me. All right? Now, when we do that, like Brother Mike just said about Sean Breck, that was a good statement. Hold on, I want to just read your statement, Mike. That's not even the oldest thing that Sean has done. Talk about hearing and listening. One mishear and he's in jail or worse. And that's the truth about where Sean was at. I think it was Chicago that was really giving him the trouble, wasn't it, Mike? He was going to Chicago on their streets, and they were saying, you start singing, we're throwing you in jail. And they started singing anyways. He's a bold man, very bold in God. But somebody's trying to be bold. Sing for you. Brother Mike's going to lead us in singing. All the hired choral, please come up front now. We heard you sing, Mike, and you do a good job, brother.
Yes, you do.
You do. You do. As many times as you've listened to the song, The Blessing, and Waymaker, you could lead both of those songs, and everybody would sing and jump and dance and shout with you.
Yep.
Anyways, back to the point of this whole thing. I want everybody to turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, because I know this is a serious question that has gone around several times here in the body, and that is, man, but Pastor, I'm not like you. I understand you're not like me. I'm probably not like me.
And there you have it.
And there you have it. Just in case I make this look real easy and real fluid and flows like a river, there are a few days I'm like, what in the world is going on here? But well, what do you do? You only got one thing to do, and that's stand up and keep going. All right, this is my thought continually. The troops do it for our freedoms. I most certainly can do it for the kingdom of God, and I don't even have anybody shooting at me. Can I get an amen out of anybody? Can I get an amen out of anybody? Ephesians chapter 4. Let's go down to verse 11, 12, 13, and 16. Ready? 11, 12, 13, and 16. Thank you, Shannon, for your help. Mike, Tony, you will sing if the Lord wants you to.
Woo!
He gave some of the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now listen. If that's not what he's called you to do, don't ever covet it. It's a severe responsibility. It's a severe place in the kingdom. It's one of the highest honors and one of the steepest, toughest judgments you'll ever have. They asked a question one night on Ask the Pastor. How will I know if I'm called? We had an elderly statesman, black man from Chicago, that sat to my left, Dr. J.A. London. Yeah? He was a man of stature, like someone named Dr. J.A. London. All right, whatever his name was. But it was London. He didn't even wait for the moderator. That's what he said. Boy, who's the young man to call? Boy, if you can't speak up, then sit down. And if you can't shut up, then stand up. It's simple. If you're that person that's called in the fivefold ministry, you'll know it. And God will make it very clear to you. Until then, don't even worry about it. Just learn to function who you are, where you are, when you are, and God will cause all of your gifts to come to life. Now watch. What does he give them for the equipping of the saints? What are they equipping them for? For the work of the ministry. Who's supposed to be doing the work of the ministry? The saints, all right? For the edifying of the body of Christ. So the fivefold is equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry, and they're equipping them to edify, build up the body of Christ, and to do the work of the ministry. That's what the fivefold's about. Jesus didn't say go into all the world and make converts. He said go into all the world and make disciples. That is the responsibility of every single one of us. And every person here in this community of faith can be, should be involved helping us make disciples. You might be like, oh, I don't even know how to do that, Pastor. Well, guess what? We're all learning. I don't even know how to do that here. If you're sitting on that chair right there, I'll make a great disciple out of you. This situation here, I'm making great disciples out of you because that's what God told me to do, and that's what's ending up happening. And does anybody know what we're doing yet? Now watch. For the equipping of the saints, and you're being equipped to do the work of the ministry. And what is the work of the ministry? The edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. That's what this is about. Some of you will teach it over a piece of pie. That's what Dr. Barkley always says. Some of you will be across the internet like this. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. There's, 50 different platforms now. God will help you have a place and a voice where you will minister to somebody. Don't hesitate when he says to talk to your friends. The ones that seem the most confused, the most lost, and the most wouldn't want God are usually the ones that want him the most. You'd be surprised. You would truly, truly be surprised what will happen. Don't judge them by their denomination. Don't judge them by their religious affiliation. Don't judge nothing. Just welcome them into the kingdom and do your best to encourage them to come to know our God. Listen, if you got friends that are Muslims, challenge them. Dare them. This is what you do. I dare you to seek God's face and say, God, if you're real and it's Jesus, have Jesus manifest to me. Because you know what Jesus does? He says, oh, yeah, are you serious? There's 10,000, probably 10 million of those stories how Jesus has manifested himself to a Muslim person. You know, we were talking a little earlier about the rockets that were going the wrong way. I love the story of the Six-Day War. If you've never seen them, go to YouTube and find them. I forget the name. I think the name is something like Miracles of the Six-Day Wars or Miracles for Israel or something. And there's like six video of them that are just different miracles that happened during the Six-Day War.
Really?
One of them, or maybe the War of Independence, one of their two wars that they fought, either 48 or 68, one of the two. Anyways, one of them was that the Jewish people, Israelites, were on top of a hill. And they were all out of ammunition. None of them had any ammunition left. And here comes the enemy up the hill at them. And they're like, in the name of the God of Abraham. So what did they do? They all stood up with their rifles and just began to pull the trigger, all right? What are you going to do? You act like you got something. And hopefully God here makes them hear bang, 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 and they run. It was greater than that. They all took off running. And they caught one of them. And, you know, as they began to question him over, you know, tea and crumpets, probably more like, you know, interrogate him. This is what he said. Behind that platoon of men on the side of the hill became the biggest picture of Abraham we have ever seen. And as they ran away, they were yelling, Father Abraham, Father Abraham, Father Abraham. Well, don't you think for a minute God's not doing that same thing right here, right now, blowing the socks off of those people, saying, we ain't messing around and don't mess with my kids because Israel will never again be wiped out off the face of this earth. Now, how do they get on that story? It's talking about God doing big and amazing things with the body. All right, now watch. Till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Thank God you're here at Community of Faith, but don't try to be like me or us. Please be like Jesus.
Amen.
Now, Paul said in the book of Hebrews, follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So you follow people who show you the example of faith and patience and inheriting the promise. You can follow their actions, but you do not be those people. All right? Why? Because the bottom line is you got to be who you is, and I got to be who I is, and both of us got to function together in God to make it to turn out to be who he wants us to be. Amen. I thought I had that reference. Somebody looked that up. Those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. I just know, and I've had several of you ask me this question, and I don't know that I ever answered it effectively. And as I'm sitting here, the Holy Spirit says, make sure you talk about this. Here's the thing. Verse 16. For whom the whole body joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies. Just say it with me. I am a joint.
I am a joint.
I bring a supply.
I bring a supply. Amen.
You are a valuable part of this body, and you bring supply here that all of us need and depend on. Listen, you might not even understand me or what I'm trying to do, but once God sets you in the body, you might have to ask me 100 questions. Pastor, I know I'm here and I'm supposed to be a part, but what in the world? How do I get hooked up with you? What are we going to do? Just keep asking questions till we come to the understanding. And then you using your gift, I'm using my gift, everybody's using their gift, and the whole body. By that which every joint supplies. Do you realize when you pull your supply back that there's something missing in the body? Because God brought you here because inside of you is something valuable that we need. Look at the conversationalists that are here. Brother Dave, Sister Gwen, Brother Mike, Sister Shannon, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen. Foundation people that have been there since the beginning. And your conversation and your words are very valuable. Becca and Ashley and Rebecca Smith. And then we start going right down the line. Sister Velma makes comments. We're going to get more comments out of Wilma yet. I just know we will. Mary Pastorick and all of her questions. They're wonderful. Wait, what's the point, Pastor? You have a supplier. Stay with me. I am bringing a supply to this body. And when I don't, we're deficient. That's just how it works. Look at what it says. From whom the whole body joined and knit together by that which every joint of the body, this kind of joint right here, these joints, supplies by which, according to the effect of working, by which every part does its share. Now look at this. Causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Now watch. All of us working together, we begin to build up our own self. Have you ever noticed that sometimes when your body's feeling like that, the best thing you can do is go out and take a walk? Why? You move your leg muscles, you move your stomach muscles, you're walking, your arms are moving. Watch this. Your blood starts flowing, your lungs start working, you start breathing in oxygen, your cells and tissues. Sometimes the thing you need the most is just to go out and take a walk. Not run, not jog, just get out of the house and take a walk and get some fresh air. Because your whole body starts functioning. And when you sit down and you get sedentary, it's the worst thing in the world for you. That's why you see many preachers that are way overweight. Why? They never get up out of this chair and go out there and take a walk and do anything to move the other parts of their body. Don't let that be the case. Wait, physically, but don't let that be the case spiritually. Or right here in the body of Christ, because you're very valuable. Sister Wilma, Jesus is the head. I'm part of the body. Hallelujah. And glory be to God. Now, there's been quite a few people say, yeah, but Pastor, I'm just not like you. Well, God's not going to put you where I am. Right? He made me me. He made me me. Do you know her? And he made you you. Do you know him? He made you like he wants you. You will reach people I'll never reach. You, by your words and your encouragement to other people, will open this door to so many people. And they'll be like, wow, did you see what we got going on here? Look what God is doing. Now, I remember back at the beginning in March of last year, all right, I said several times, we didn't know we had a program. We were just getting together and studying, all right? We didn't know what we were doing. We were just getting together. I said then many times, it don't hurt to turn your camera on and go live and talk to your friends. I wasn't saying that trying to make a pastor out of you or a preacher out of you. Everybody was confused at that point. Everybody was frustrated at that point. And anybody that had any common spiritual sense at all was going to be a blessing to their friends.
Yeah.
And people did it all over. And some people learned, you know, right away, nah, that's not me. I'm not going to do that. And that's okay. All right, I want everybody to hear me say it, and that is okay.
Yeah.
You might have found out then, you know what, I should say some more things more often. But don't try to make it like what we're doing here for 3 hours. Do you think this is the most interesting anomaly that's ever happened? I don't know how to, I just checked. This is day number 427 in a row. 427 days in a row. If you don't think that is just shake your head, what's God doing? You should have been on this side of the camera because we've shaken our head many, many times. Never banged it on the desk yet. But what is it? All of us coming together to do our thing in God. This is what we know. As you let God use you in this body, he begins to fill you with more understanding, more revelation, more courage, more wisdom, more revelation, more understanding, more courage. That's why when you, if you back off the body, all of a sudden things in your life start going a different way. And it's like, wow, I'm fucking that and that and that and that. Why? Because you pulled out of the body. You pulled back from the body. That's not a controlling situation. That is saying, listen, you're a part of the body and the blood's flowing through you. The number one thing every single one of us have to do in this body is say, Lord, help me grow so that the blood flow can go through me into the all parts of the body, wherever it is. Think about it. If you're a fingernail in the body, you still got to grow, right?
Yep.
But you got to be trimmed.
That is true.
Right? What if your hair? The ladies all tell you, you got to be styled and froofed and fluffed. Ladies, I got a word for you. Froof it and fluff it, please. Be looking good. And if the barn needs paint, by all means, paint it. Anyways. Now, I said that with the greatest of love. Did I say that condemning? No. Be truthful now. Anyways. Do not get off, because I was really flowing there. I knew where I was going. Your place in the body. Oh, if your, even your skin.
I do.
Brother Mike, I owe you so much, I can't pay you till I get to heaven, because there won't be enough to pay you, brother. Wait, think about it. Even your hair has to be trimmed, right? You grow a beard, you got to trim it in order to keep it looking good, even if you're trying to grow one of them long ones. Or you look like a gnarly old dude coming out of the wilderness. Wait, have you noticed that your eyebrows got to be plucked? Anybody notice that you have hair that tries to grow out of your nose or your ears? I mean, like, really? You see, even the skin replaces itself. Right?
Yeah.
If you don't believe me, get you one of them vacuums by Kirby and put that one attachment, it'll suck that dead skin right up through the sheets. Did you ever see that illustration before? So now we not only have Amway, Avon, and Stanley, but now we're going to talk about the Kirby salesman too. Hallelujah. Say it with me. I have a joint in the body. I have a supply for this body. And I've got to make sure I'm bringing it in Jesus' mighty name. Want to say it with me? Bring it. See, look at verse 7. I want you to see this. Well, and think about, now watch this. Think about what Sister Rebecca just wrote. I'm a hairstylist, or whatever she called herself. She's a hair-doing lady, all right? But what is her job? To manage the hair growth and make it look attractive, right? Well, that's what some people are in the body of Christ. Your place will never be to be out front in anything. Don't worry about it. And don't try to be. But be that person that makes it look beautiful. Huh? If you actually have a church building, do you know who the most valuable person in the church building is? The janitor that cleans the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because if you go into a church that has a nasty bathroom, you just about don't go back to that church. Why? Because somebody don't care enough to do right. I'll have some more, too, while you're going to get a drink.
All right.
And thank you for being a drink fetcher in the body.
You're welcome.
Now, verse 7. But to each one of us, grace was given. Say that with me. I have a grace in this body right here. I have a grace. Yes, even you. Pastor, I'm smart like so-and-so. I don't talk like them. No, 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 no. You're comparing yourself with somebody else, and you don't have anybody to compare yourself to except what Jesus made you. Kind of limited with how tall a ladder I can carry and how tall they actually make. Yeah, but we were talking about helicopters earlier, brother. You can swing on a rope, man, a long rope dangling underneath the helicopter. And either that or just send down a skyhook. Verse 7, watch this. But to each one of us, say this with me, I have a grace that this body needs. You do. You do. Guess what? We want the grace that is in you in this body, because when we got one grace, it's good. When we got two, it's good to the second power. When we got three, it's good to exponential power. What about when we got 35 of us all grace and good? There's so much grace flowing in the body. It can't do anything except, verse 16, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Glory be to God. I'm going to tell you, in a building, you don't want me painting a wall in a building or doing drywall. That ain't me. I'm not the drywall guy. But put some mulch out in the flower garden and a rake, I can do that. I can mow the grass. I can. I can plow the snow. I can wash windows. I can do that. I can take up an offering. I can cast out a demon, heal the sick, raise the dead, and we can also see God move in your life. Say it. I have a grace. You say it. I have a grace that this body depends on. See, that's why there's a lot of people that say, they say, well, I just don't do that church thing, you know. I don't know about church people. And I've been in a couple of churches where they were just some messed up people. Wait, there's messed up people in every church. The first one is probably you. Say it. I'm the most messed up person here. But wait, that's the answer why you come to church. So you ain't no more messed up. So God gets you free of absolutely everything, even the pesky little things that you don't want anymore. Amen. You know, there's some people, the greatest miracle they could receive is to be free from prescription meds. Wait, that is no less important than somebody that's lame getting up and walking. Why do we, the mighty body of Christ, want to be dependent on prescription meds? Now wait, listen to me. Don't stop taking them. Well, wait, let me deal with this for a second, because this is very, very, very important. You and I have the Holy Spirit of God on the inside. Why would we put up with having to take some form of a prescription every day and say, well, at least I feel good? But wait, that's still some kind of a foreign object inside of you that God never designed you to have. And in all reality, doesn't want you to have to be dependent on. But wait, in America, we've been so accepting of the different medications. It's like, well, what, I take two Tylenol, and, you know, I take this and take that, but it's okay. I can afford it. But wait. Jesus came and healed them all. Can you imagine what your life is like without even any medication? Yeah. Yeah, we ain't doing that. No. No. Here's the thing. You start using your faith that God will set you free from the prescription meds, and then what happens is all of a sudden your body's like, I don't need this no more. You listen to this. You go to the doctor. And the doctor looks at you and says, I don't know why you're on this. I don't think you need this anymore. And then you get that much more free. Look at what God said. Look at what God said. But the Holy Spirit said through Mark in Mark chapter 16, no deadly poison is going to hurt you. Now, Pastor, why are you on this? Well, because it's one of the things that frustrates a lot of believers in the kingdom of God and the body of Christ is they still have a dependence on some prescription drugs. Now, wait, there ain't no judgment in any sense of the word. Thank God for them, and thank God it's been that blessing to you. What's the point? It ain't no different than these stupid glasses. Wait, I better not call them stupid, because every day, all day long, I say, he's given me eyes to see and ears to hear right now, right here. Some days, it's really strong, and I can see those words. And then the rest of the days, it's really strong, and I can see those words, because that's the only thing that's coming out of my mouth. What's the point, you're saying? I'm not putting up with weak eyes. Moses was 100 years old, and his eyesight wasn't dim, and his strength wasn't failed, and there ain't no reason that I got to put up with it, because he didn't have to put up with it, and I'm not going to put up with it either. I'm even in the new covenant where the Holy Spirit of God lives on the inside of me. Can I get an amen, a shout of glory, or something from somebody?
Amen!
Amen! Please pray. Sister Leanne is running around in circles and jumping and hollering in here. Say this with me. I am an important part of this body. She just tried and spit frosting and cake all over everything.
Enough.
See, this is one of those things you got to continually deal with, guys. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, what do I have to offer? You have your whole life to offer. You have everything you are. You have every minute of every day that you can offer to God whenever you've got one that you can give. And there is something that everybody can do around here to be a blessing. It really is. I never once thought about having done, having the process happening and done, Sister Wilma said, hey, I can help. I talked to her on the phone and said, you know what? This is what I want. I'd had the thought like 2 days. And what a blessing it is being and is continually going to be. That's going to help people be disciples. Now watch. Watch. She called and said, Pastor, do you have anything I can do? Well, yeah, I do. We got a lot of things we can have you do. And it's a you're a valuable person in this body. Well, Pastor, what's the question that you're answering right now? The question is this. I'm not like you. What can I do in the body? Quit worrying about being like me and just be you. You can't imagine how many people have sent me that statement. I can't be like you. Well, here's the cool thing about the community of faith. We don't want you to be anybody but you, anointed by God. Say it, anointed by God. Right? Now, as often as we laugh here, like last night, talking about the pineapple on the pizza. All right? That's not because somebody was being humorous and sitting back in their house going, I wonder how I can crack a good joke. Nobody here has to crack a good joke for us to laugh. Does that make sense? Nobody has to crack a joke for us to laugh. Ready for this? If every one of us just communicates on this thread like God gives us to communicate, we're going to be rolling on the floor laughing on a regular basis, and it'll be from something somebody says like, where in the lag are you? Well, that's not a funny thing to say, but it sure was that night. And it's like Sister Kathy Angaroni comes on the first night she's here, and she's pretty much in despair and says, I thought you guys were taking shots. And we rolled all over the floor for a half an hour. But wait, it's not because you sit in the background and hope you can be funny. That's not the answer for this. You don't need to sit in the background and say, I wonder what great philosophical statement I can make right now. No, that's not what I do, and that's not what you do. You and I come here in the body, we're us, and then when God puts a word in our mouth, put it in the comments, and bam, look what happens. Yep. This thing goes to a level that nobody's ever seen before. People hook up and immediately are connected saying, I love the flow of what God is doing in this place in Jesus' mighty name. But what is it? It's not brother or sister funny being funny. It's not brother or sister anointed being philosophical. This isn't brain. This isn't human. This is flow and Holy Spirit, and watch God move. And he's going to move in a big, mighty way. Am I making sense of this?
Does.
It's making total sense into me. And, you know, it's like Sister Phyllis. Sister Phyllis won't say anything forever. And bam, man, we're just all like, there you go. There you go. The joy of the Lord is my strength. What is it, the point you're making, Pastor? The point I'm making is every single one of us have a supply for this body. Everyone, not just me, not just Leanne. Wait, the supply is most definitely not Facebook, YouTube, or Blog Talk Radio. But thank God for those three platforms. Hallelujah. Sister Audrey Van Gessel, LLK, amen. Not sure what it is, but glory be to God.
Driving at the same time.
Be safe. I like it. You're a blessing, Audrey. We're glad you're with us. Brother Chris Timmer, I haven't seen you in a couple days. Hopefully you're up running around the VA, casting out demons, healing the sick, raising
Amen.
The dead in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, let's go to verse 7 again. But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Say this. My place in the body is a gift that Jesus put in me. That's good. Because now it's not about what do I say to make myself sound intelligent. Don't ever be that way. Don't ever be in a competition with anybody here in the ministry, ever. There's no competition in. There's no competition in the kingdom. Who's the only person you compete against? You compete against the only best you can be. Why? Because on that day, on the other side, he's not going to ask you about me. He's not going to ask you about anybody else here. He's going to ask you, did you do with you what I made you to do? It ain't about you compared to nobody. It's one of my beefs with the educational system in the United States of America, because they forced everybody to be educated by K through 12, by this group of questions, by this group of deal, and they made some people, I mean, I never made good grades. I didn't make good grades. I don't matter what you think about me. Like I was saying the other night, I had one A on one report card. I was so proud of it. I was just like, that's it. I've reached the pinnacle. I might as well be done with school right now. Graduate right now. And it wasn't in the Bible. It was American history. What's the point? I'm not competing against any of you. You're not competing against me. It doesn't matter any testimony you hear anybody give. I mean, that testimony of Brother Mike's where that extra Bible showed up, that testimony just inspires me over and over and over. And, oh, I just think about it. I'm like, I look around. Now, I'm not in competition, but I look around like, what are you getting ready to multiply around me? And I just got to pay attention to one more thing and get it done. And it's going to go bam. And everybody's going to be like, whoa, doggy, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. What did Mike do?
Obedience.
He just obeyed. It's one of those obediences that can be difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're a man going to a bookstore buying a Bible for a lady. Now, wait a minute. That's difficult. You want to talk about being led by the Holy Spirit? And not only that, buying one in Spanish. Now you're really talking about a challenge.
Convince yourself in a case like that that you weren't really hearing the voice of God the way you were supposed to be.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. God's not going to tell you to do that the first thing you do. He's going to tell you one thing. You're going to do it, and it's going to give you confidence. And then he's going to tell you something else, and you're going to do that, and that's going to give you confidence. And he's going to tell you something else. And that's going to give you confidence. What is it? You're just the prayer you pray every day is, oh, Lord, help me be like Pastor. That's the prayer you should pray. But I didn't get the pointy finger, but I sure got a scowly look like. Holy Spirit. Can I have the Holy Spirit if I smoke? No. Nope. Sorry about your luck. It's all over. Wait a minute. The second question for tonight is, can I have the Holy Spirit if I smoke? And the Pharisaical answer is, of course not. But the real answer from God is, probably so, because you look more like the presence of the Lord. No, that's bad to say. Wait, Let's answer that question the easiest way. What is the power that's going to cause you to be able to quit smoking? The power of the Holy Spirit. Can you imagine God saying, you don't get the power that is actually going to set you free like you want to be, because you're still smoking, so until you quit, I can't help you do anything. Well, that's not God. You didn't get saved before you came to Jesus. You got saved once you came to Jesus. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
And listen, I don't have no condemnation to nobody. And the other night we had two of our ladies that said, Lord, help me, please quit smoking. Right? And so we just put our faith with them and said, Lord, help them, please quit smoking and take the desire out of their taste bud. May it not be appealing to them another day of their life. But I'm not judging anybody that smokes. I don't do that. That don't make no sense, does it? Not sure what you're laughing about, but sister, just go ahead and roll right out on the floor. Laugh so hard the dogs come and lick you right on the side of the cheek and say, you all right, Mom? You all right, Mom? Say this with me. I have a place.
In this body.
That nobody else can fill. Wait, you ready for this? Here's probably one of the most interesting revelations of this night. And you can't get your pitchfork and throw it over on somebody else. Anybody want to play the violin? Father, in Jesus' name, we put our faith with Sister Audrey right now. May she never again have the desire for another cigarette, not another day. May it be gone forever. We, the body of Christ, now join together with our sister and say, in the name of Jesus, be free. Nicotine, your power is broken. Any kind of emotional support that it brings, your power is broken. And she just said, I don't need this anymore.
Amen.
Totally free. Never again to ever think about it another day. Because that's the desire of her heart. And you give us the desires of our heart. Say this. It's according to the gift that Christ put in me. I say, yes, you can. Sister Sunday Geyser, all of a sudden, it shows up, and I can see it. Here we go. Okay? Here we go. Sunday Geyser's with us. Hello, sweet friends. Well, hello to you, sweet sister. And we bless you. Amen, amen, and glory to you. Hallelujah. I got all caught up in one thing right there. I bind the addictive spirit right now in Jesus' name. Everybody say this with me. Yes. Nicotine, you have no more power.
Over this body.
The power of the Holy Spirit is the most powerful force in this gathering of believers.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah, that's good. I saw a smoker healed of cancer. Amen. Two packs a day, saw signs, wonders, and smoking, and then went to nothing.
Yeah.
There and then gone. Gone. And never looked back. By the power of the Holy Spirit. God would be mean if he didn't let you have the Holy Spirit to where you could get free. Amen. Somebody else shout glory. Glory. Wait. Well, now here comes everybody else's comments. Glory be to God. Somebody Somebody use the grace gift you have and get my comments rolling. Rebecca, I wasn't trying to be funny. I was actually trying to be real serious, so get a serious bone about you. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Sam. He's faithful to take away the addiction because he has promised to set us free from slavery. Wow, that's good. He will never take away your freedom of choice. When you continue to choose to smoke, that's just like when you first started smoking. There was no addiction. Just stubbornness. Well, look who's preaching now. Go for it, sister, preach. Well, wait a minute now. Because we got to make sure that nobody feels like I'm clothesline preaching. I mean, I not nobody at all. Matter of fact, let me just say something about my growth. I used to wrongfully so criticize and condemn people who smoke marijuana. Everybody listen to me. Is everybody listening? Mm-hmm. I used to wrongfully criticize and condemn and mock people who smoked weed. Why would you say that that's wrong, Pastor? Well, if we're making jokes between friends that's not here, that's one thing. But to get on here and criticize and condemn, when to some people that is really giving them a relief of pain in situations, that's not right. And I will never be that person. But anyone who wants to be free from any form of chemical dependence, I'm going to be your greatest prayer partner, and I'm going to be the greatest strength you can ever find, and I'm going to fulfill my place in the body and help you be free like that so you have no more bondage to anything except the wonderful oxygen in the air, water flowing in the creek, and the wonderful word of God in your veins every single day of your life. Somebody shout amen, glory, or get up and dance. Some of you haven't danced in a while. It might do you some good to just jump up and dance a little bit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is what I know about this body. And this is what we've learned in the, 427 days? In the last 427 days, this is what we learned. It don't matter what sin, weakness, failure, sickness you bring here. If you let us, we will help you be able to be free from that. And we'll put our faith and love in agreement with you until you are totally set free of anything you want to be free from. Wait. You might have fungus underneath your toenails that you can't seem to get rid of. We will stick our faith with yours until it disappears from your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let me check with my wife and see how I'm doing tonight for condemnation.
Oh, you're being plenty condemning. Go ahead. No.
If there's anybody who can let the wind out of your sails, it is definitely your spouse. We had a good float going, love. What are we doing now? We're going down in the water. No, I don't. In no way. No way. In no way will I ever be condemning to you. I will never do that. And let me say this to you. If you feel like I have been condemning to you, it ain't me. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I love you. God sent you here. I love you. And I will see your gift brought to life in this body of believers so that you are living every day wide open, fulfilled in God in every way. How many hours a day do we spend praying for that, my love?
Oh, my goodness.
My phone battery is almost empty. Well, Audrey, if you had a lot of faith, your battery would be charged back up.
Bless you.
Wait, so you know what Audrey says? Well, go ahead, Pastor. Show us how it's done.
There you go.
Welcome, Dwayne. We're glad to have you with us here tonight. It's really good. Now, it's kind of weird not having Ashley and Becca saying anything. So if you guys are still getting your nails and your hair did, at least come on and say something, because it's kind of quiet.
They can't mess up their polish.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. How dare I get my nails messed up and talk on the phone? Wait. I'll show you how you do it. Hold your phone like this. All right, watch. Everybody watch. Hold your phone like this, and then just use your nose. And you can type with your nose.
So most of your hands are on the table being
neutralized. The other one, Rebecca, not you. We got a lot of Chris's and we got a lot of Becca's, and that's a wonderful thing in Jesus' mighty name. Say this with me. I am a valuable joint in this body. You are bringing a supply. You are bringing a supply to the body of Christ. Some of you, God's got a whole bunch more he wants you to do in this kingdom. He really does. But he's only going to take you to the place where you let him take you. If you put the skids on and start screeching your tires, he can't force you and he won't force you. He can't. Now, I encourage you to find your place right here in this kingdom.
And there comes Philip.
It's like we said a few minutes ago. Phyllis don't say much, and then when she does, hang on to your hat, because she's coming through. Where did we see that? We saw somebody saying that that's something you could do when you had gloves on or something, wasn't it? Where did we see that at?
I don't remember.
That was the recommendation somebody did. But see, I don't ever get my nails done, so I've never mastered it like some of you women should have. Excuses. We hear them every day. The devil will provide them if from church you stay away. Hallelujah. That's really good, Phyllis. Can you please show us how that's done, Pastor?
I vote for yes.
It has a tendency to make you look cross-eyed. Just look.
And then Siri would have a field day with you.
That's good. Welcome, Dwayne. We're glad to have you with us. Glad to have you with us here in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, don't worry, Dwayne. It's not always this crazy around here. Sometimes we actually have fun and laugh and stuff. Well, as we were getting started tonight, I really felt like that was a question that I really needed to hit again, because I don't want anyone, I don't want any of you guys, seriously, any of you, let's even make it, ready? We usually say circle the wagons, but let's say it this way. Let's say throw out a bigger net. I want to throw out such a net that, so that anybody who ever listens to this, that you come to this understanding that 7.5 billion people on the face of this earth have a plan from God for their life. Every single person. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter how you grew up. Doesn't matter whether your dad was nice or your dad was mean. Doesn't matter whether you were born into a wonderful family or you were born in it. You were adopted out and you never know your family. That doesn't matter to our God. He put gifts, talents, and abilities in you at the beginning of your life when you were conceived, whether it was love or it was rape. It don't even matter. God don't care. You're now a child of his, and he put inside of you what he wants in you. And he wants to use it right now, right here on this earth, right even right here. But you have to be willing to let him use you. And then realize we're not ever going to we're not ever going to compare you to anybody else here, right? I think of Sister Gwen's testimony and how she was actually healed. Remember that one point in her testimony where she said, "I just relaxed back into the God's arms and realized Father's arms and realized He would never put this horrible thing on any of his children ever." And just like that, you know, at some point there, healing happened and she was healed. Well, wait, there might be some people that don't ever have that thought, but that doesn't mean he's not going to heal you, right? She told that story to tell, and you can still see it. She told that story to exemplify how the Father helped her come to that place where she could be healed. But your story might be absolutely, completely different. You might have an angel walk in the room and stand there and say, "Come here," and hug you, and bam, everything's all gone for you forever. But it doesn't matter. Whatever your story is your story. And you are important to the body of Christ. And if God has placed you here in this body, everything about you is of absolute importance, and we depend on you every time we come together that you can be with us. Why? Because that's how he set it up for us to be. How cool is that? I think it's like really cool. I think it's really cool. And what it does is it breaks the power of all that religious dogma from other ministries that, well, you did this and you could never be used by God, that, and you did this, that, and that, and you blah, 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 blah. We all got to grow together and learn how to function alongside of each other. That's just natural and normal. No way you're going to get around that. But what difference does that make when all we got to do is learn how to work together? I mean, we love you. You love us. Here we go. Watch us get something done for God. And we truly do get something done for God. This program is such a blessing to so many people in so many areas and in so many ways. And I'm going to tell you, when you stand before Jesus, and when I stand before Jesus, I got to give an account of what I could be. Not what I am, but what he wants me to be. I got a couple there. Ready? Does God love me like I am, Pastor? Yes, very much. Completely, totally, absolutely, forever. But he loves you enough to cause you to change. Why? Because the next thing he's going to help you get over is going to set you free, and you're going to enjoy so much more of it. And the next revelation he brings to you is going to absolutely set you free. And you're going to be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I never saw this before." And you'll be like, "Whoa, Jesus, look at what we just learned right there." And then the next revelation that comes to you, you'll be like, "Wow, look what God has done." And you'll be free. And you'll be free. And you'll be free. And it's not based on me. It's not based on what I'm doing. It's not based on anybody else that's here. It's based on you and I getting to that point where we get that revelation that God is teaching to us right here, right now. You don't need information from tonight's word. You need the revelation of tonight's word. 10,000 people have said, go be whatever you want to be. Don't do that. Go be what he wants you to be. And there's a lot more opportunities to be something for God than pastor or missionary. Can I get an amen from anybody? More than once, God said he would be father to the fatherless. That applies to any fatherless person. Consider how he never sleeps. And no matter how much he does for others, he will still be there for you and give you everything you need to be you. Amen, Sister Phyllis. Look who's preaching now. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Amen, 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 and amen. And besides that, amen. And besides that, amen. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful mercy and your love and your grace in our life. In Jesus' mighty name. I look at all of you, and I am so fired up about what this body is going to be. Because every time we come here, we're more free, more free, more free, more free, more free, more free. We see a bigger picture, a bigger picture, a bigger picture, and a bigger picture. It's like tonight, Brother Dave and I have both decided, sell the Suburban, sell the four-wheel, sell whatever you got and buy a helicopter. That's it, bottom line.
There you go.
I already sold the Harley, so now it's time to buy the helicopter. Amen? Well, Pastor, how in the world could you ever afford that? Well, I can't, my own strength, but the Father wants us to enjoy everything we want to enjoy. Oh, there you go, talking about that again. Wait, what I'm talking about is you becoming all of the you should be. Amen? And you know what? When you do, who God's called you to be is so much more amazing than anything you ever dreamed of being yourself. And you just look at it and say, somebody pinch me. Is this real? Yeah, it's real. And he said, exceeding abundantly above anything you've ever asked or ever thought. So if you haven't ever been asking or thought, he can't do anything bigger than that.
Wow, that's true.
Brother Dan was talking about his garden today. And I'm like, yes, that's the garden I want right there. So all afternoon, I'm like, Lord, I need a piece of property with a garden in it here. All right, I got to have something because I need me one of them gardens like Brother Dan and Sister Gwen's got right there. Why? Because that's me. That's who I am. I like that. And I'll pay somebody to take care of it because I got a lot of stuff to get done for God. And somebody's got a gift that'll work really good right there in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, how'd we do tonight, love? Do we have one more circling verse?
Well,
circle wagons. Hebrews 6:12. Yeah. All right. Hebrews 6:12. Why, yes, of course. I knew exactly where that was. Do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. That's how the promises of God come to every one of us. It's by faith with patience, filled with hope. With all hope and peace in believing. Wow. Let's just read 13 too. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by the greater, an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Swear by something big, right? Thus God determined to show more abundantly to the heirs of the promise the immutability, the unchangeableness of himself, of his counsel, confirmed it by the oath, by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope that is set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, enters the presence behind the veil. Say, this hope is an anchor of my soul. In Jesus' mighty name. That's Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12 through 19. Thank you, Brother Dan, for helping me circle the hopes in my Bible. Appreciate it. I appreciate it. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, right here, right now, today, right here, right now, today, I know, Holy Spirit, that you've spoken peace to every heart and spirit that is amongst us. I know that the hope that we have of salvation, that is that anchor, that hope that everyone that's here has a place, and that tonight they can just relax in that hope and know down deep inside their knower and know that you are working in their life and that everything on the inside of them is getting ordered and instructed and brought into place and all the thoughts coming into one way of thinking and life more abundantly is happening in them. Thank you, Lord, that you take away the sins of the flesh. Then, Lord, thank you that you take away the sins of our spirit, man, and the weaknesses and the tendencies to sin. And you make us a new creation. And the old things pass away and all things become new. And on the inside of us, that person that you made us begins to blossom and grow and develop and be established in the things of God. And Lord, we just say it again. We will never fight you a single day on the beauties of who you are on the inside of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I hope that tonight's question, Pastor, I'm not like you. How will God ever use you? I hope the question was answered again and again and again and again and again. You don't have to be like me. You have to be like God. And I'll be me, and all y'all be all y'all. We'll get a great thing done for God. In Jesus, by the name. Can I get an amen from the studio audience? Brother Ripley, you're being real quiet over there. Snore.
He's worn out. He had a big day.
He had a big day, chasing birds and chasing the little guy. Met a little guy and Ripley chased him all over the place. It was wonderful to see. Now, here we go. Let's receive communion. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28, verse 31, First John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. And we'll receive communion together tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I know some of you wanted to laugh harder than what we laughed, but needed to make a statement that you kept because you are the one that had the Holy Ghost words that's going to cause us all to just fall on the floor laughing. No, come on, that's a good word tonight. And it's one of those questions I continually get. And even this week, I guess, when as I really think about it, I actually got it twice this week from different people. I want to be a part, Pastor, but I don't feel like my life is together. Well, let God put your life together. And then watch how he uses you to be a part. Does that make good sense? Mm-hmm. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to go to verse 23, and we'll be started in the communion elements. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse number 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. This has become one of my favorite verses in the book of Corinthians right here. It really is. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work. All of it. All of it until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself. See, I have to examine yourself. And then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I like that. You know why we can have boldness in the day of judgment? Is we don't carry any offense, and we are a minister of reconciliation everywhere we go. Why? Because perfect love casts out fear. Amen. And the torment that goes with it. There's no fear that belongs in the communion service. Now, you might say, Pastor, have you not read 27? Yeah, I have. Therefore, whoever drinks, eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Well, if you do that, you're going to have trouble. If you follow what I teach you, you will never do that. Not only tonight or any other night. Because you will automatically, when it comes to the communion service, you'll automatically judge yourself, examine yourself. And then, like Paul said, let a man examine himself and then let him receive it. You follow the instruction I'm giving you, you will always be in the right place with God. Why? Because I'm not going to lead you any place except down the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's pray a prayer of salvation, a prayer of rededication, or a prayer of hallelujahification where it just says, I've been around this kingdom a long time and I rejoice in God. Ready? Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
Say it with us, all right? And I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I know Jesus is the door to
salvation. And I enter in now.
And I enter in now.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
In every part of my life.
In every part of my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And according to John chapter 1.
And according to John chapter 1.
When I receive you.
When I receive
you. Make me the child of God.
You make me a child of God.
And it's done. Ready? Take all your sin in a big pile and dump it out. Say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
Turn your hands over and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
And I receive all of your righteousness, Jesus.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right
Make
now.
Me your righteousness,
Make
Jesus.
Make me your righteousness, Jesus.
Now fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word
Pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and language. Live a successful life.
And live a successful
life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Yeah. Don't you love that experience of saying, I receive all of your righteousness? And how that just fills the whole inner being of who you are, of your nature. My prayer is that that physical manifestation happens for every person every time we come here and pray this prayer. That you literally feel Jesus filling you with his righteousness in every part of your life. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the kingdom of God. This is who we are. This is what we look like. This is how awesome the body of Christ really is. Pastor, you make serving God sound fun. It is. Some people make it sound like it's a drudgery. Don't you know it's filled with trials and temptations? Well, yeah, but we overcome them all. But that's the psalmist in the OT that said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all.
And they are the afflictions of the unrighteous as well.
Yeah, and they don't get delivered from them.
And they don't get delivered.
And we get delivered, so say it, I'm delivered from all affliction.
I'm delivered from all affliction.
Now, you went from darkness to light in that prayer. You went from fear to faith in that prayer. You might not understand it, but that's what happened. Literally, you went from your sin, which no human ever has had the ability to beat it in their own strength. You went from your sin to being made into Jesus' righteousness in one prayer. And the Father said, well, then adopt him into the family. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. All of that happened in that one prayer. You can see they put my email address and website in there. On the website is the communion service without this talking right now. But you can read it and receive communion in your home every day. And I recommend you do that according to the Word of God. If you read it, it'll lead you in the right path and it'll be a blessing to you. Send me an email. I got 10 verses I want you to have. That'll help you learn to walk with God and give you the solid foundation you got to have in all of your life. And here's the thing. You send me an email, I'm sending you one. You send me another one, I'm going to send you another one. That's how I work, but I don't spam you. If you want me to send you a whole mess of emails, I can do that too. I got one friend that sends me like 17 emails a day. I'll be glad to forward them to you. We're here to help you walk with God and bring your gifts alive the way the Father wants them so that you can be your valuable place in the body in Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's receive the communion elements. I was going to start preaching again.
Yeah.
Not like that. I've happened before. Ready? Pray this with me. We're going to bless our elements. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit,
in my soul,
and in my body, healed from everything,
even addiction.
Because of your broken body, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that it was not chains or ropes that kept you at the whipping post. It was your love for each of us. And we thank you for it. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus,
by the blood of Jesus,
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
All things have been made.
And, all things have been
and
made.
I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus,
every plague
has been placed in remission.
Every plague.
Wait a minute. Must pass over. Sister Lynn, we'll finish the prayer now. You ready? By the blood of Jesus,
I come boldly
to the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren,
is cast down in my life.
And there is no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me.
You come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not you, fellas. And I don't complain about what you send me either, fellas, though.
Oh.
No, it's just a good friend of mine, and he feels like he needs to send it, and that's all right. And I, you know what? I'll be that friend to him. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's sing our song about the blood. You ready? I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, he died on the cross. I know it was his blood for me. Do we not know that song yet, love? Yeah. It's an R.W. Sandbach song for revival. Mm-hmm. Amen. Now, let's say a little bit about that Sean Breck video. I really am glad the Holy Spirit showed me. I've searched for music, and I search for it every day. If you guys know of good worship music that is filled with the Spirit of God and revival, I don't want all the stuff that's talking about how bad it is and I barely made it over. I don't want that. We're of the spirit of faith, so we got to be in faith. But I would encourage you, if you have a concert that you'd like to listen to of somebody that you know, please send it to me in YouTube in a private message so we can do it, because I really like the music I'm playing, but we got to add some more to it because God's got lots of music all over the earth. And he told me there's a video I'm going to really enjoy of someone called Joey and Renee. I don't know who it is. I'm looking, can't seem to find it anywhere. So if you know somebody, send me a YouTube video and say, hey, Pastor, what do you think about this? And hey, if it's not someone you use, please don't be offended about it. Just know that God's got a very specific sound and voice and word he wants to speak. And that's what we're going to be doing every single time we come together. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Just a good night. This night is so young yet, you could still get the Dairy Queen. And if not, to the supermarket where you could get a 5-gallon bucket of ice cream and keep it in the freezer. Do they sell 5-gallon buckets of ice cream?
1 gallon.
You might have to go into business, love. Because there's some folks that eat so much ice cream, they might need a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah.
Anyways.
The problem is having the freezer big enough to keep it.
We'll sell bigger freezers, too. We're in the business to make some money here now. All right. Well, guys, that's what we got. We love you. Good night, Sunday. God bless you. We'll see you guys tomorrow at noonish. And I declare your sleep is sweet and blessed.
Amen.
And I don't know where Becca and Ash is, but you guys never came back on. Don't be sneaking around like that. This is Saturday night. We want pictures of the nails and everything. And no, we don't want Dave having a medicure or whatever that thing was called.
Pedicure.
A what?
A pedicure.
Oh, Jesus. It just sounds bad to even say around a man. Come on. Come on. Jesus did foot washing.
Yeah, that was
funny. I don't know about that. Julian and Wilma, we love you. Bless you, Wilma.
Love you guys.
Bless whole Mike. Wilma, you got lots of ice cream places open yet, don't you?
Yeah,
as long as you can get your ice cream without a mayfly jumping on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's just ice cream with a little bit of extra crunchy protein.
Oh.
You want yours chocolate covered? No, I just got mayflies.
This is mayfly sprinkles.
All right. We love you guys. We'll see you soon. My mom and sister-in-law have been offensive. Father, in Jesus' name. May the offense please leave the phone, leave the family right now. We bind offense and we loose love. Ashley, you are a minister of reconciliation. Sick 'em, girl, sick 'em.
bring them back around you.
Really ought to keep some ice cream in your fridge.
I agree, fella.
I do, too. I've not had a banana split in the long years. We went to Dairy Queen, and that was a huge banana. That was big enough for two people should have ate it. But I seem to manage.
Yeah, you did. You managed
to find. Call you blessed. We declare over you in the mighty name of Jesus, the will of Almighty God in your life and your family coming to pass in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I was just kind of waiting for Ashley to say, all right, I cast the demon out of him. We'll be all right now. Wait, everything all right, Ashley? Or do we need to send out some reinforcements? Just let you know how long the leg is tonight. What's your closing verse, Pastor? Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you've ever asked or thought, according to the power that is at work on the inside of you, in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Kathy Angaroni, we miss you. We love you. What's her name? Mary Fernandez, mm-hmm. We love you. You're casting the demons out.
Yeah.
Make sure you get them all. Don't let any of them stick around. I mean, you go right after them. Now, Julian and Bamala, we love you. To all of our friends that are recovering from surgery, Sister Sherry, Sister Michelle, Brother Chris Timmer, Brother Warren Walsh, we declare be healed in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Jesus.
Donnie Jr., be healed in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
Every single one of you that are in this process, may God heal you. Those of you that's had a surgery at another time, may all your parts be totally made whole and restored to health. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody say a big amen.
Amen.
All right. Looks like Ashley's in good hands. Sounds like we're having too much fun for a Saturday night at the salon that's still open somewhere. I'm not quite sure what that's all about. All right. We sure love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. All of you that's been here was a part. Thank you for help. Mike and Dave and Sister Shannon, Sister Phyllis, Rebecca, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, the other Sister Gwen, Wilma, bless you, bless you, bless you. Audrey, welcome. Glad to have you. Dwayne, we're glad you're with us tonight. Those of you, click that like button. That way we know you were with us. And we will be glad to be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say.
We love you. And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Lord.